welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I talk with a 7-1, everything entertainment, everything.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
That's right.
Yep.
Hey, it's going to be only 53 today, so it's a perfect soup day. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn, and Kenny is off. He's turkey hunting today. I believe it's turkey or what?
I think it's deer. Hunting.
Yeah.
Is it deer?
It's bow season for deer right now. And then the next week is
guns.
I don't have a sound effect for it. Yeah, so I literally jumped the gun. I apologize. There's a little deer there. But Kenny will be back with us tomorrow. More TV talk. We'll start light and then get to Dawn, because Lex, I'm like you. I totally forgot to watch Chappelle.
Whoops.
So, Dawn, thank you for actually pulling the weight here, because I forgot, because I was too busy watching Sex, Love, and Goop. I don't know why I'm watching this.
Is this Gwyneth Paltrow's show, or are these two separate things, Sex and Love and then Goop?
No, Sex, Love, and Goop is what it's called.
Okay.
So it's different from her other one with the exploration of
this is
things.
Well, I think so. Lex, I don't know.
Okay, because I watched that one.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I don't know if this is a second season. I don't think so. Let me just click on
Goop Lab that I watched.
Oh, then this is different, my love. This is, let me see if this is only one season. Yes.
Okay.
Only one season. So courageous couples journey toward more pleasurable sex and deeper intimacy with help from Gwyneth Paltrow and a team of experts. I watched episode one.
All right.
They're about 40 minutes long. And that description is basically what it is. I believe there are four or five couples, and they are all in different stages of sexual, not turmoil, but sexual question marks.
Oh, like, I feel like I would like to watch this.
Well, this was actually fascinating. I will tell you. For instance, the one couple sat down with one of the experts who, you know, when you, I forgot what the personality test is called, but it's the love language test. You know, what's your love language? Is it giving? Is it blah, 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 blah? Well, there's a sex version of that. What kind of sexual being are you? Are you a being that's turned on by, rather bluntly, the physical touching of your privates, of visuals? Are you turned on by the energy of the other person? I forgot what that one's called. Are you turned on by kink? Now, and right there, that word, and she talked about this, right there, that word, immediately people go to whips and chains and candle wax. And she goes, no. It doesn't have to go from 0 to 60. And so these couples first took this sex test. And what you find is that these couples, this one in particular, the guy's lowest, he scored the lowest on kink. And then his wife, it was her highest. So it's the working on coming to a happy medium of like how to make, you know, bring him pleasure and how to. It was fascinating because they literally put these couples through an exercise, which I said to Colin, I've been on television and had cameras pointed at me for 25 years, but I will tell you. I give these, this is not a joke, I give these couples such credit because A, I know they're helping other couples, and B, they are courageous.
It's vulnerable.
It is, because this one woman, the couple that I'm referring to that took the sex test, the sex, you know, scale test.
Yeah.
They have her undress to the point where she's comfortable. So rather bluntly, she's in her underwear and a bra. And she's laying on her belly. And then the therapist has the husband, because remember, this is the wife. This is the wife that likes kink, is her number one. She has the husband do different things to her, like with these, like, for instance, this is the part that I was like, well, I'm going to talk about this on the radio show.
I'm sure.
She pulls out this basket of tools, not tools, but just devices. And one of them is like a Wolverine claw that you put on your hand. And you gently rub the Wolverine. The husband gently
like a little tickle.
The Wolverine claw on the back of her knee, and she got a sensation. And the whole exercise was to prove it's not just about, you can be aroused not just in the private area, but there are all sorts of areas.
Erogenous zones.
And it was so interesting.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this.
Did she like the fact that it was Wolverine's claw? Or she didn't know what it was?
She did. And the husband was really, you could tell.
He's like, he didn't.
Well, because remember, kink was listed last for him.
Yeah.
So he was at the very beginning, you could tell he was using humor. He kept making jokes.
Yeah.
And you could tell that he was uncomfortable probably for several reasons. A camera crew. B, he's doing this to his wife in front of a therapist and a crew. And C or number three, this isn't his thing. But when he would see, when he was seeing that she got pleasure, that was turning him on.
See?
And he didn't expect that.
He's going to dress as Wolverine, the complete costume next
time. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's called Sex, Love, and Goop. I will continue to watch and report back, but we only met two of the couples. And the other two are just in a rut, which so many people. There was a line that this mother said, and then I want to move on to Dawn. But I think it would be, even as a guy, I did the Oprah, bing, 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 bing. I think it is for mothers, I know when this mother said this, other mothers probably feel this way. She said, I had two kids, and after I had the kids, the thought of my body taking care of anybody else was exhausting to me.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, you know, it's just my whole life is wrapped up in these kids. Mm. I'm paraphrasing here. But, you know, my body is being used to take care of these kids. So the thought of my body taking care of my husband is the last thing I'm thinking about or the last thing I desire. She said it much better and in a way that I went, wow, even as a gay man, that's obviously not a mother. I went, wow, that is probably relatable to so many women, the way she said it. Mm. My point in bringing that example up is that's the other couple. I think no matter who you are, no matter what your marriage is like, no matter what your relationship is like, if you're not married, I think there's probably a couple in this series that you will see a little bit of you in. I liked it way more than I thought I would. I thought I was, to be very honest with you, I thought I was going to watch it and come on here and make fun of Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's kind of the thing to do these days. But Gwyneth, the stuff she's putting out, she has a higher goal here that she's reaching. And she's just like, I don't care, I'm going to keep doing this, whether it's talking about psychedelics or whether it's helping couples find love again in that way. I commend her. Yeah.
It was real good. Sex, Love, and Goop on Netflix.
Awesome.